Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Hello, welcome in Friday edition of the Hoosier Report here on the Big X Sports Radio. Huge day, huge show, huge weekend coming up. We're the day before Hoosier Hysteria. Everything gets underway at 4 p.m. tomorrow at Assembly Hall. Everybody excited about that. Huge recruiting weekend for IU men's basketball. What do you know? It syncs up with Hoosier Hysteria, Trace Jackson Davis, Keon Brooks. They have official visits that begin tomorrow on the campus in Bloomington. Obviously, you want to talk about big recruiting moments. I think you got to go back to a year ago when Romeo Langford and Robert Fennessy and other key 2018 guys were on campus in a similar situation to find a weekend that was this important to the future of Archie Miller's start to IU basketball. So a ton of things there to pay attention to. New Albany Jeff football tonight, big rivalry game, very interesting game. The records maybe don't indicate that it would be, but there's some things that make that game, I think, a very interesting and perhaps a very competitive game tonight in week 7 of high school football. And it's also a great day because tonight we've got Kentuckiana Football Fridays all night long on the Big X Sports Radio. It starts at 6 o'clock with our kickoff show. We've got two feature games tonight. We'll be going back and forth between, of course, the New Albany at Jeffersonville game. We'll also be tracking Floyd Central at Bedford North Lawrence as well. Both of those games have potential to be really good. We'll have scores and updates and other coverage from across the area on our coverage tonight as well from other games for Southern Indiana teams. So make sure you tune us in at 6, and we'll be here until about 11:30 or so tonight with complete coverage of high school football. We've really tried to take that to another level in this 2018 season. Let's look at the guest lineup presented by Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Segment one, we have our Hoosier headlines, our news of the day presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Here in just a few minutes, we'll talk about some important things to pay attention to at Hoosier Hysteria tomorrow. We'll talk about the longtime head athletic trainer for men's basketball, Tim Garl. He got a training room named after him yesterday, a very nice award, you could call it, for him. Also, we'll talk Big Ten Media Day. That's forthcoming in Chicago here in a couple weeks. We'll hit the New Albany-Jeffersonville series tonight in high school football, and we'll set the Week 7 schedule for you all in the first segment presented by Hoopster Sports Grill. Segment 2, Jared Morris of the Assembly Call. He joins me. Jared is not from Indiana. We'll talk about this some when he joins us. I should say he is not in Indiana all the time. He's from here, but he's been living down in Texas, which when you look at the coverage that those guys put out, they do a great job staying on top of things for being out of the area. But he's back on Indiana soil. He just texted me this morning. He had a flight into Indianapolis to do a couple things in Bloomington today and, of course, be in attendance for Hoosier Hysteria on Saturday afternoon at Assembly Hall. So I look forward to having a chat with Jared while he's actually on Indiana soil, and we'll catch up with him later in the program presented by Coffee Crossing. Of course, we'll hit Hoosier Hysteria. Of course, we're going to talk about the big recruiting weekend. We've hit these topics so much, but it's what counts. It's what matters at this time of year, going into a big, big weekend for IU basketball. Later in the program, Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star. Kyle will join us. We'll talk some basketball and football with him as well. If we have time, we'll squeeze in a little more audio from IU basketball's media day that took place Thursday afternoon in Bloomington. Yesterday, we had some clips from Coach Miller. We had some Romeo's comments, Juwan Morgan as well. Depending on time, we may try to get to Evan Fitzner a little bit later in the hour as well. Also, I want to mention to you, if you want more on the New Albany Jeff football game, We're going to hit it a little bit, but if you want to hear from the coaches and some of the players, we had a fantastic show last night out at Zaxby's in New Albany. It was an hour-long Thursday night touchdown showdown. We do that before some of the big high school football games in the area. Got a chance to hear from Coach Cooley of New Albany, Coach Gleasing of Jeffersonville, five New Albany players, three Jeffersonville players. Really got a good read on both teams, on where they're at, what their struggles have been, what they're looking forward to with tonight's rivalry game, and of course the upcoming sectionals, which are not too far down the road. If you want to check that out, it's available as a podcast, just like all of our shows are, at soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. Again, soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report, and it's available in the Apple Podcast app as well. That's the guest lineup presented by Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Mention the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison, and you'll get $1 off your box lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's look at some Hoosier headlines, a summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news presented by Hoopster Sports Grill. Headline number one, what to pay attention to at Hoosier Hysteria. Well, there are a couple obvious things that stand out to me. Obviously, I can't wait to see the crowd. Is it really going to be as full as we think? Is the excitement out there that it sure feels like it is? That's number one. I think the crowd will come out early and often, which means if you're planning to go, you want to take your canned good, and you probably want to go park there and get in line early so you get a decent seat. That said, the scrimmage is obviously the big deal. You want to see who plays well. I have no idea how long the scrimmage will be. Normally, in the Hoosier Hysteria setting, it's not a long one, but it's still fun to see the guys that we talk about, that we wonder what their progress has been like, that you see pictures of their new and improved body with more muscles and maybe less weight on them. You want to see how they move and how they react and how they fit in together. We won't get a long time to see that, I'm sure, tomorrow, but I'm sure that you'll hang on, fans will hang on to every moment that those guys are out there seeing who's improved, who looks good, how Romeo looks for his first time out on Assembly Hall floor officially as an IU Hoosier. Keep in mind, too, when you're watching, if there's someone that disappoints you or someone you're expecting more from, the team really hasn't had any official practices. They've been working out. They've been having a limited number of hours that they can interact with the kids, obviously, the players, obviously, in the off season. But Archie said, you know, they're not going to start practice until October 1st. That will be their first official day of practices starting, even though the ability to do so for college programs across the country actually began earlier this week on Tuesday. So the scrimmage will be fun. That obviously will be a big part of the night for all fans and media, everybody in attendance at Hoosier Hysteria on Saturday afternoon. The other thing I'm really curious to see, obviously it's a huge recruiting weekend with Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks taking their official visits. We've talked earlier this week how many recruits are expected. It's even impossible to put a list together. There will be so many different recruits there from younger classes, from the state of Indiana, from the Midwest. It's a great time to showcase what IU basketball and the fan environment especially is like. So we know that's a huge part of the night. What I'm curious to see is how will they maybe encourage fan support, interactment with Trace Jackson Davis, with Keon Brooks, with some of the more major visitors that are on campus. Last year they were able to walk Romeo and their parents across the floor, followed by other recruits, and of course the crowd caught on to what was going on and went crazy. It was I've heard Coach Shannon and Romeo both talk about that moment coming across the floor at Assembly Hall. So that will be interesting to see. Do they find a way to work them in where you can't officially, I don't think, announce them and say, hello, everybody, here's Trace Jackson Davis, a five-star recruit. Here's Keon Brooks. We really want these guys. Give them a big welcome. But you can find auxiliary ways to make sure that fans know they're there, that they're front and center, and that they get some support from the crowd. I'm sure that Indiana fans at this point, whether you've seen those guys play in person or not, there are so many clips and highlights and photos and things out there that you obviously know what those guys look like. So that'll be interesting to me. I'm always curious to see what the fans can do to make the recruiting environment even more special for those recruits who are on their official visits this weekend, coinciding with Hoosier Hysteria. So a couple things that I'll be paying attention to. I'm sure you guys will as well. Headline number two, Tim Garl, 38th season is what he's entering as the head athletic trainer for IU men's basketball. That's really a remarkable number of years, number of seasons that he has been affiliated with IU. He got a training room there in Assembly Hall named after him recently, and it was unveiled yesterday. Nice letters above the room, Tim Garl Training Room. Archie, Coach Miller tweeted out yesterday, quote, "One of the coolest things I've seen in a long time, legendary Tim Garl getting his new training room named after him in our new facility in Assembly Hall. Former coaches, players, managers, and family of all the above know what he's meant to IU B-ball. Hashtag salute." And again, that was a tweet from Archie Miller yesterday. Obviously, he's fit in well with the new coaching staff. We don't talk about Tim Garl like you would talk about a Cliff Marshall, the strength and conditioning, the athletic performance coach for Indiana. Obviously, those guys are more on the forefront, especially in today's age. But I'm telling you, a long, grueling season, off-season, non-conference season, conference season, hopefully postseason, an athletic trainer keeping those guys wrapped and healthy is extremely important. And a guy like Tim Garl that has been around college basketball and the IU program for so long, he's been through it all. He knows everything, and he's probably an unspoken hero in many ways of the success of IU basketball over the years. So congratulations to Mr. Garl getting that training room named after him. Headline number three, a lot of hype about IU's media day, a lot of hype about Hoosier Hysteria, and of course practices officially beginning. The next big preseason opportunity to hear from Archie Miller and some of the IU players will be Big Ten Media Day in Chicago. It's always in Rosemont, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. This year it'll take place on Thursday, October 11th, so about 2 weeks from now. Jawan Morgan and Zach McRoberts were named yesterday as the representatives from Indiana that will speak, as far as players go, for IU at the Big Ten Media Day in Chicago. Jawan Morgan, obviously the senior, been through a lot, well-spoken, and I was really impressed with Zach McRoberts at IU's Media Day. He's obviously got a leadership role on this team. He obviously is someone that is like a coach on the floor. It's clear that he earned his time as a walk-on, getting plenty of playing time, really as much playing time as I can remember a walk-on at Indiana getting. But he has built himself into a key role on the team, now a scholarship player for Indiana, and he'll get a chance to represent the program at the Big Ten Conference Media Day. So good for those guys. Two very good representatives of IU basketball for a big day as far as the Big Ten Conference goes. Headline four today, New Albany, Jeffersonville football tonight. It's been a really competitive series over the years, especially recently. I am, and this is no surprise, I don't think it gets near the appreciation or respect that the New Albany-Jeffersonville basketball game. It doesn't get the crowds. It doesn't always get the interest. But I guess, you know, it's New Albany-Jeff. It's one of those scores on Saturday morning or later Friday evening. People from all across the state of Indiana will pay attention to the winner of that game, no matter who's ranked, not ranked, picked to be a state championship contender or not. That is one of the scores that people look to define an area, see who one of the better teams from far southern Indiana is. And so it's a really big game, and it still means a lot to a lot of the fans, a lot of the representatives of both communities. But I'm not sure in football that even the kids get the meaning of the New Albany-Jeffersonville game. They have so many different rivalry games they play. New Albany opens up with the Providence game right out of the gate, and that seems to attract a lot of interest from the students and the players and the student bodies from both of those two schools. New Albany and Floyd Central, obviously that is a game among schools in the same school corporation, but there's always something special when New Albany and Jeff hook up. an extra boost, an extra competitive blast maybe, and it should be a good one tonight. The records would indicate that New Albany is the better team, especially if you go break down the scores and see that New Albany 2 weeks ago lost by 1 point in two consecutive games and then had a lead in their most recent contest before getting outplayed in the second half. But Jeffersonville, their record is a little disguised maybe because of the competition level they've played. Indianapolis Cathedral, Pulaski Southwestern from Kentucky, just a couple that come to mind, very, very tough opponents. You also got to look to that Jeff Seymour game. Seymour has went on to have a very nice season, and if you want to use other games as a gauge for tonight, Seymour has, Jeff lost on a field goal, had an opportunity to have a field goal late in the game within the final, I think 20 seconds or so. The field goal went off the crossbar, Jeffersonville falls. Seymour's went on to rack up a lot of wins this season, a lot of wins in the conference. So I think it'll be competitive. I really do, and let's hope that the weather, I think it is, supposed to be good for this game tonight. If you don't have anything planned, we'll obviously have coverage of the game, but go out and support a big rivalry game. It's a great way to spend $5 to get a lot of entertainment on this Friday night. As far as the series goes, I always like to look at the history of some of the series we have, some of the rivalry games we have, especially a game like this that dates all the way back to 1904. That's the first time that New Albany and Jeffersonville played in high school football. New Albany was a winner of that game back in the early 1900s by a score of 20-0. The all-time series in football is led by New Albany. New Albany has 51 wins in the series. Jeffersonville has 36 wins in the series. There are 5 ties, however, back in the day between these two teams. More recently, Jeffersonville has had the upper hand. Jeffersonville has won 7 out of the last 10 games that have been played between the two schools, and that really necessarily wouldn't be over the last 10 years because until a couple years ago, they were in the 6A sectional together, and a lot of times there was that chance to meet for a second time in the postseason. So, of course, that's not the case this year or last year with Jeff in 6A, New Albany in 5A, but it's been a good series. Let's hope for a good game tonight. It can be a boost for whoever wins this rivalry game headed into the back end, the last handful of weeks of the 2018 high school football season. I do want to credit Pat Hennigan, the late Pat Hennigan, for the great work he has done over the years that still benefits us here at the Big X and many others in the area for the work he's done preserving some of the records of Jeffersonville High School sports. He was a great friend of the Big X, and of course a great friend and supporter of Jeffersonville Athletics. We miss Pat, but I'm reminded of the great work he did when we pull up some of these records and historical things about, say, the New Albany-Jeff series and other things. So thanks for that. Headline number 5, our final headline here in this first segment, Week 7 High School Football. Obviously, New Albany-Jeff is right at the top. Floyd Central, Bedford, North Lawrence. That will be our other feature game tonight. Providence, they're on the road at Mitchell. Could be an interesting game. Mitchell is a potential sectional opponent as well for the Pioneers. Silver Creek, they will host North Harrison. Charlestown, also at home tonight at the Boneyard, they will host Cordon. Clarksville has a tough one. The Generals still looking for their first win. They are at Brownstown, who is near the top, of the Mid-Southern Conference. That's the Hoosier Headlines, presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Hoopsters is your hometown sports grill with fresh made-to-order food, a great selection of craft brews, and the best sports atmosphere around. Hoopsters has karaoke and a DJ on Friday nights, live bands on Saturdays as well. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, where fun happens. Hoopsters will also live stream Hoosier Hysteria. So if you're not going to Bloomington or you don't have a subscription to Big Ten Network to go and you want to watch all the festivities on Saturday afternoon, head to Hoopsters in Jeffersonville. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back and talk more Hoosier Hysteria, big recruiting weekend for IU basketball, and more with Jared Morris of the Assembly Call. This segment coming up presented by Coffee Crossing after this on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
We're back on this segment with Jared Morris of the Assembly Call, who is our guest. This segment is presented by Coffee Crossing. Now that schools are back in session, stop by for coffee on your way to drop the kids off, or come stay a while at Coffee Crossing once they are safely at their desk. Either way, let Coffee Crossing brighten your day. Glad to have Jared Morris with us as we head into such a big, big weekend for IU basketball. Jared, and the best part about our conversation isn't Hoosier hysteria tomorrow. It's not about the Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks official visits this weekend. It's that you're on Indiana soil when we talk today for this interview.
I am. I just arrived in Bloomington. I'm driving right now, trying to make sure I don't turn the wrong way on a one-way street. And just as I always do, just enjoying kind of looking around and seeing what's changed, because there's always so many new things that aren't going to come back.
Absolutely. You guys do a remarkable job covering things from a distance. Glad to know that you'll be in the house for Hoosier Hysteria and other things this weekend. Let me ask you, I mean, we've talked so much about Hoosier Hysteria, what the day looks like. What are some of the things to watch out for? I've asked you about some of the players you're most excited to watch in the brief scrimmage that we expect to get on Saturday afternoon. Obviously, the recruiting is such a huge deal this weekend. We've broken that down from about every angle that you can. As we sit about 24 hours, just a shade over, away from the start of the event, what are you most excited about going into this season with this program?
Well, you know, I just think the direction of the program feels so much more stable now. So, you know, because I was kind of thinking about, like, you know, there's a lot of excitement for this Hoosier Hysteria, but you know, you kind of start thinking back, and even the last couple of seasons, neither of which went very well, there was still excitement for Hoosier Hysteria, you know, and it's a new season, and there's new players, and there's always reasons that you can talk yourself into the team being good. So, you know, excitement at Hoosier Hysteria isn't, you know, kind of something new and novel this year, but what I think is new and what makes this different, you know, of course, you know, having a guy like Romeo Langford makes it different. I think having a four-year senior like a Juwan Morgan makes it different, because you don't often get a guy that's that good and that accomplished, you know, staying around that long. Your last one was Yogi, obviously. I think the steady hand that it feels like Archie has on the program, where everything so far that he said he was going to do when he came in, he's done. And that gives you a lot of belief that the other stuff that he said was going to happen that hasn't happened yet will, because he's just got that good track record. So you kind of add all of that up, and it just kind of makes this one feel a little bit different. And I think people are catching on to that, and that's why, you know, I expect it to just be an incredible atmosphere and one of the best Hoosier Hysterias that we've seen in a long time.
Talking with Jared Morris of the Assembly Call, this segment each week is presented by Coffee Crossing. You mentioned the excitement that's in the air, and you mentioned that the reason you feel that it is maybe more than what it has been is because this team has the weapons and the talent that you got to wonder, if they put it all together, where could they be by the middle of the season? That said, as I went through Media Day and heard the players speak and talked to some folks in Bloomington, it's hard to not think about that and the talent this team has, even though some of it is young. A lot of returning players that logged some key minutes last year. And if they can hang on early in some of those tough non-conference games that are on the schedule, when Big Ten season gets here and when we get into that final stretch of the Big Ten season with Romeo Langford, a seasoned freshman, or maybe even beyond that a little bit, given his talent and the things and the experiences that he's already had in basketball. But it's hard to not get excited about this Indiana team from a very competitive side as well, about how good could they be, how much could they improve just in the course of a season. They've got so much, so many talent, so many weapons to work with.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, you know, we've talked a lot about how the talent is upgraded, and you've got some experienced players to lean on too. You know, so I think, you know, some people they see all of that and you think, okay, well, you know, we're back in the top 25. We're going to be, you know, competing for a Big Ten title, and that's certainly within the realm of possibility for this team, no question. But you know, there are still question marks that have to be answered. You know, this team's got to figure out who's going to provide the stability of point guard. You know, there's some unproven guys down low that are going to have to play, especially if Deron Davis isn't healthy. So, there are questions, and that's why, you know, I think a guy like Rob Doster at College Basketball Talk had it right. You know, he didn't have Indiana in his top 25. He had Indiana 27. And I think it's, you know, anywhere between 20 and 30, I think, is defensible for Indiana, given the talent, but also given the question marks. But then when you listen to Rob's podcast, he said of all the teams outside of the top 25 that can make a run to the Final Four, Indiana was his pick. And I think that makes sense, too, because you've got, you know, a coach that people believe in. Indiana's going to go into most games with the best twosome on the court, if not the two best players. And so, you know, with that, that's a really solid foundation to build on. And so, you know, if 50% of the big questions that we have for this team come through, well, you know, now you've got a really good team. And if all of those questions come through, you know, now you've got a chance to have one of those special seasons. And that's, you know, usually what has to happen for one of those special seasons is you got to have, you know, all your question marks kind of come through and stay healthy and do all of those things. So it's not often, I would say it hasn't been often enough at Indiana that we've had a team that has felt like that's the ceiling, but it is. And so I think it's okay to embrace that ceiling while just, you know, kind of keeping our feet on the ground, keeping a realistic expectation for, you know, the fact that there may be some bumps and bruises early, you know, there may be some stumbles as this team kind of gets its footing and gets its chemistry, but there's so many components there that could make this a really, really, really good team by February and March.
Jared, we've talked some about expectations for Romeo Langford, and I know that those expectations, especially with the fan base, are all across the board. I feel confident in knowing what I know and have seen from Romeo that he will be a major contributor to this team. Like Coach Miller said on Media Day, he'll have freshman moments, I'm sure. And I also feel confident we pretty much know what we're going to get from Juwan Morgan. There can always be a slump or an off game here or there. But those two I feel really strong about. Some people might say, how can you say that about a freshman that you've never seen play college basketball? I just can about Romeo Langford. With those two guys put aside for just a second, I really think the more I hear, the more I listened on Wednesday, Devontae Green and Evan Fitzner, those two guys with the roles that they have carved out for this upcoming season, with the talent that Devontae has, if he plays under control. I love when Juwan Morgan, I think it was, said he's no longer trying to hit home runs. He's just trying to get base hits or doubles. And if he plays with that tempo and with that manner, I'm really excited about what he could do. And then you hear all these things about Fitzner, his ability to shoot the ball. He's got good post moves. He's an inside-out player. Hard to, outside of Romeo and Juwan, hard for me to come up with two more interesting and perhaps important guys to get in the rotation and see exactly what they can do, how they've improved, and, of course, with Fitzner, how he will fit in this season.
Those are two really interesting guys that you name. You know, Fitzner fits such an important hole that this team had last year with outside shooting, and he's a guy who shot 40% for his career, pretty consistent. You feel like you know what you're going to get, although, you know, it's a new team, new surroundings, so you never really know until you see it on the court. But the reports on him have been glowing, and so I feel confident in what we can expect from him. Devontae is such a huge question mark, and I think everything that we've heard in the offseason has been encouraging, no question. Comments from Archie, comments that Devontae himself, you know, has made about, you know, really working on the mental side of the game. But it's important to remember, and I get caught up doing this so many times, you know, talking myself into the idealized version of a player. And we see what Devontae can be, but we have to see it in the games, because it's easy, you know, in batting practice, you know, to hit to all fields and to kind of be working on everything. But then when you get into the game and it's three balls and two strikes, you know, you're going to fall back to your old habits. And so, or you're likely to, if you haven't really made that mental shift. And so for Devontae, he's in at that age, you know, coming off a sophomore season, about to be a junior, where you do sometimes see the light bulb go on and guys mature and have kind of a different mentality. And if that can happen, and if he can blend his skills and his playmaking with more maturity and with taking the single when it's there, taking the double when it's there, but also, you know, swinging for the fences every now and then too, if he can do that, he can be such a good player. So I want to buy into the offseason talk as much as anybody, but I'm really trying to kind of force myself to take a bit of a wait-and-see approach, but also to not overreact the first time he struggles, because he will, and it's kind of a process. But if he shows growth in the mental side of the game, he's one of those big question marks. And if he does that, he is one of the guys who can really raise not raise the ceiling of the team because his potential is baked into the ceiling of the team, but that could help Indiana achieve and come close to reaching that ceiling.
Jared Morris of Assembly Call, presented by Coffee Crossing. Anything, I want to get to recruiting here in a second, but anything stand out to you as you went through all the media day interviews and content about a certain player or a question that was answered? Any highlight for you of the day?
I think the highlight for me was regarding Justin Smith. And this was actually in the interview that Archie did with Dan Dockage. And he talked about how it's really helped him, you know, get to know Justin, build a relationship with him, to understand how intelligent and cerebral of a player he is. And to know now that it helps a lot to explain the why behind, you know, what they're doing. And that helps Justin get it and helps him buy into it. And I thought that was a great insight into the mentality of, you know, a guy who's just such a, both a natural and a thoughtful and intentional coach. You know, because we know, I mean, Archie grew up around coaching, but, you know, that kind of mentality, understanding that you've got to treat guys differently and that you've got to have a different message for different guys so that it really sinks in, and seeing the growth, you know, for that one individual guy, and I'm sure it's the same for other players, that's just one of those small things that I think speaks volumes about why Archie's going to be successful and why he's such a good coach and so well-respected. So, you know, if he's doing that with every player and building those individual relationships and understanding what it takes to get the best out of that individual guy, you know, that's next-level coaching. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that makes you, you know, one of the best coaches in the game. And we know Archie has that ability. You know, now obviously he's got to prove it season after season after season. But hearing him say that just really gave me confidence that even though he's a young coach, he's got a really mature perspective on it.
Jared Morris, Assembly Call, our guest. Hard to talk about this weekend with all the storylines out there and not mention recruiting with Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks set to visit Hoosier Hysteria, not only to check out the campus and the event, but it's also the big one. It's their official visit. They're doing it together. They'll go through a lot of the same tours and meetings, I'm sure, but also have their own groups and own individual meetings with coaching staff and other key personnel at the school. Huge, huge weekend. Hoosier Hysteria always is a great opportunity to get players on campus. I always talk about getting young kids there. It's a perfect way to kind of introduce Assembly Hall, the fan base, to young players in the state of Indiana and beyond that Indiana may recruit down the road at some level. But this weekend, the focus recruiting-wise, TJD and Keon Brooks, no question about that. It's a huge recruiting weekend.
Yeah, it is. And we saw, you know, last year's Hoosier Hysteria was a huge recruiting weekend. And I thought the staff was, you know, they had a great plan. You know, they were creative in how they allowed the players to get recognition. And we saw that pay off. And hopefully it will here. You know, I think people have felt good about the Trace Jackson Davis recruitment for a long time. And I think people feel pretty good about where Indiana is with Keon Brooks, too. You know, doesn't sound like either one is a done deal and neither one's a slam dunk, but this is Indiana's opportunity to really put its best foot forward, you know, and try to really sell these guys on why Indiana is the best choice for them. And so it'll be interesting to see. I'm not expecting any kind of commitment, anything like that. But I think it would be impossible, especially I think for in-state guys to, you know, come out on that court. I'm sure, you know, they'll probably, you know, walk them across the court, allow them to feel the love from the fans. I just have to think that will be such a wonderful moment, and it would be so hard to say no after hearing something like that, you know. And obviously we saw you know, the decision that Romeo made, so we'll see. You know, my thought with recruits is always the same. You know, I want Indiana to get as many good players as possible, but I would rather see, you know, young people in their position make the decision that they feel most comfortable with, whether that's Indiana or somewhere else, you know, because that ultimately matters more than, you know, winning some college basketball games. But I went to Indiana, I love it, I know why it's such a good school, and so I hope that when they come down they fall in love with Indiana just like I did, because certainly we can have some very good teams in the near future if we have guys like that on the roster.
Jared, I've got to ask, what does the weekend consist of for you? You're an IU guy, you're an Indiana guy, you're back in Bloomington, arriving just as we chat today here on the program. Obviously, you'll be at Hoosier Hysteria, but what else do you have planned?
Well, I'm going to be a guest on one of the student podcasts here in about 20 minutes, and then I've got the opportunity to actually speak to students about why they should start a podcast in college, actually, and you know, just some steps to be successful with a podcast. And so I'm really, really looking forward to that privilege, to being able to speak with students. And then Yeah, the other thing that I always love when I'm able to come here, you know, especially living so far away in Dallas and so many of the people who listen to our show, you know, being here and coming to the events, is just being able to meet people face-to-face. You know, it's so wonderful. You know, the internet and technology has made it possible to connect with people all over the place. And it's wonderful, but nothing beats the face-to-face, the handshake, the hug. And so I always really, really appreciate those opportunities to meet people face-to-face.
Jared,
so hopefully there will be lots of those this weekend.
Absolutely. Jared Morris, the Assembly Call, always with us on Fridays, a great voice to help recap the week. And, of course, this week get us set for Hoosier Hysteria and a big recruiting weekend that begins tomorrow afternoon for Indiana. Jared, enjoy your time in Bloomington. We'll catch up again next Friday and recap everything.
Sounds great. Thanks, Matt.
All right, Jared joins us each Friday presented by Coffee Crossing, and we'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star. Kyle, another guest that's always on the show Fridays. We'll talk some basketball, maybe a little recruiting as well. Kyle has covered Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks as closely as anyone. We'll also talk some football. That coming your way next on a Friday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt Daly at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
The great Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star joins us on Fridays, and we're going to talk a little football. Hard to believe we're at week 7 of high school football tonight. Of course, a lot of statewide talk about Warren Central and David Bell and their great performances so far this year. And, of course, David Bell's recruitment, Indiana, Purdue, and others still in the mix for him. He announced earlier this week he'll make a decision on January 5th at the All-America Bowl down in San Antonio, Texas. We're also going to talk Hoosier Hysteria more from a recruiting perspective with Kyle. He's covered Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks and their recruitments very closely, and while we've asked Kyle about everything I know to ask him about those two, I'm sure there'll be plenty to talk about heading into their big official visits this weekend in Bloomington. Kyle, thanks for being with us today. I'm always puzzled as we get into October, which we're just a couple days away from now, about how quickly high school sports and the high school football season moves once it begins, and we're headed into week 7 tonight. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? I always feel like that with football, that we, you know, we spend so much time preparing for it, and then it kind of just blows right by your face, and then you're into basketball, and then it gets all kinds of crazy. But this is kind of the last run where football kind of has its own spotlight, and you know, people start going on fall break for a while, and then before you know it, we're into basketball season. But yeah, this has been a fun season. It's been somewhat surprising to me in some aspects, the way Warren Central's kind of dominated 6A, but it's been a good year. I think we'll have a lot of good matchups tonight. I'm actually going to be at Mooresville Whiteland, which is a little bit different, but both teams 5-1 and having great seasons, and looking forward to that game. But yeah, it just completely surprises you once you get into this, and then it's week 7 all of a sudden.
Kyle Neddenrip, the Indianapolis Star, our guest. Warren Central, David Bell, a lot of talk about him. He's kind of been the standout as far as high school football goes. And also, being such a big recruit in his basketball season a year ago didn't help his popularity, I guess I should say, in the state. People know who he is when it comes to high school sports in Indiana. Thoughts on his decision now set for January 5 down at the All-America Bowl? He's going to do it on NBC national television, it looks like, at that game?
Yeah, I didn't know that until, I don't think anybody knew that for sure until we talked the other day, and he kind of let that out, and that's going to be what he plans to do. And yeah, so we talked a little bit. I had a chance to talk with him on, I think it was Tuesday, and I think at this point, you know, he's kind of going through the official visit process. He just went to Iowa. Now he has Penn State on Saturday night. They have Ohio State coming in, which should be a fantastic atmosphere and game. So he'll be doing that. He's got setting up some of his other official visits as we go along here. Purdue, he just went there for the Missouri game, and we'll make another trip back there. And then IU, he was just down there this week, actually the same day I talked to him. And he said Tom Allen, you know, talked to him about, you know, being their number one target. You know, he's the guy they want to bring in to kind of round out that class. And, you know, sounds like they're going to be getting an official visit from him in December. So starting to get all that lined out. I think at this point, you know, he has a pretty good idea. He's just in the latter stages of the process now. And, you know, kind of getting an idea, watching these teams play, you know, how he would fit in. I know he really likes Purdue, you know, not that he doesn't like the others, but as far as what he's seen so far, you know, the way they're throwing the ball, and I know we've talked on this show before about Rondale Moore and, you know, his impact on Purdue's team. And David is not the same type of player, admittedly. He's not the explosive slot receiver type. He's more of the outside type of guy normally, although he does play some slot for Warren. But I think he really likes that. The potential of playing with Rondale at Purdue is a factor for him. You know, I think just waiting to see, you know, once he gets to January 5th, you will kind of know if there are coaching changes at play. Sometimes that stuff will be ironed out by then. This will give him a little better idea if that stuff does happen. Maybe how that will affect his decision. So again, I know me and you have talked about, you know, like when Romeo waited throughout the season to, you know, have a better idea of what the rosters look like. David's kind of in that position where he doesn't have to commit and hold on to a spot. He can wait until January 5th and then decide. And then he'll be into basketball season by then too, which he says he's definitely going to play again. And he's made that known to the college coaches on his visits as well. So he's still fully planning on being a basketball player and solidifying, you know, kind of the next step in his process now.
A couple real quick questions to close out David Bell, and I want to get into some basketball. But based on what you say, would you consider Purdue maybe a leader for him? And where do you see Indiana at? Are they just hanging on in the recruitment, or do they have a legitimate chance?
You know, after talking to him, and I think Purdue is a real possibility. I also think Penn State, you know, and he will go there this weekend, but I think that's a definite, you know, possibility for him too. And I think IU, after talking to him, is more of a factor maybe than I thought before. I think that is a, I don't think they're crossed off the list by any means. He doesn't, you know, he's such a fun kid to cover, and I always enjoy our conversations. And he's just a kid he's one of those kids who kind of is more of an adult, I guess, than you're used to seeing at that age. And so sometimes he'll tweet stuff and it doesn't mean anything, but people read into it, I think, more than, you know, like any social media account. So you're trying to read the tea leaves on some of this stuff, but I think IU is definitely in the mix for him. He doesn't tweet about them as much as maybe some of the others, but I think he likes what he hears, and I think any time you get on campus at Bloomington, that's going to help their cause somewhat. And so I think they've made it clear to him that they want him at IU and they need him as a playmaking receiver. So I don't think they're out of the mix by any means. Do I think they're the front runner? No, I don't. And I don't know who exactly that would be. I think Purdue is definitely a factor, though. And I think, you know, battling against Penn State, Ohio State, and Iowa is tough. But I think it really appeals to him to be in an offense like Purdue is running right now. And who could blame him? I mean, the way they have passed the ball and got a good win last week against Boston College. So I think that's a, you know, it's going to be a battle. You know, can Purdue hang in there against Penn State and all they have to offer, and Ohio State and all they have to offer, he'll be there for the Michigan game at Columbus. So it'll be tough. I mean, when you got options like that, it's, you know, it's tough for Purdue and IU, but they're definitely still battling those big name programs.
Kyle Nedrip, the Indianapolis Star, our guest. Big weekend for recruiting at Indiana. Hoosier Hysteria always seems to turn out to be a big recruiting weekend as well. Trace Jackson Davis will be there. Keon Brooks will be there. These are the big official visits for both of those guys that we've been talking about. big, no question about it, big weekend. Do you think that a decision could come after these guys wrap up their official visits? I know we've talked time frames before for both Trace and Keon, but sometime when you get through them and you think you know what you want to do, maybe the timetable adjusts a little bit.
I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. I think with, you know, we talked about Trace more at length last week in his process, and I don't sense that, you know, that he wants it to drag on forever, although he said he may wait after the first signing period and maybe decide during the season. I think, you know, they're probably going to talk to those two about, hey, if you're ready now, let's do this thing. And I'm sure that's part of the conversation. You don't want to try to pressure them too much because they do have other great options. But, you know, after Keon, you know, he officially brought his list down to 6. No real surprises there, I don't think, as far as that goes. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if I'm in their position, I don't rush anything. I wait and see how my other visits go and, you know, kind of get a sense from there. But yeah, I would, especially in Trace's case, I think maybe it'll happen sometime in October where he'll make a decision. I wouldn't be shocked by that by any means. I always kind of thought Keon might be a little bit longer of a process, but you're right. I mean, once you get down there and you get on campus and everybody's chanting your name and you know how that goes sometimes, that can really be a turning point. So we'll see. You don't know until, you know, after the official visit's over and kind of how they feel about things. But if I'm in either of their shoes, I probably, you know, don't rush to make a decision and kind of wait until I can, you know, allow some time to pass before I do that. But I do think just being there for Hoosier Hysteria is a huge benefit for IU to get them there and being part of that atmosphere.
Talking with Kyle Neddenrip about a big recruiting weekend for IU. It's also a chance for younger prospects, players that Indiana may not be fully committed to recruiting or offering a scholarship to at any point right now, but it's still a chance to showcase what you got. And if you're a school like Indiana or Kentucky, maybe North Carolina, I'm trying to think of schools that have very strong preseason events or early season events like this that have withstood the test of time. When your fans are there, when your fans are loud and passionate, and you can add that to the mix of everything else your campus has to offer, that can be a separator as far as making Indiana maybe a strong school early on a list of a young prospect. So I expect that we'll learn Saturday and afterwards a lot of other players going to be in attendance on an unofficial type visit.
Yeah, and it's kind of like we talked about with Penn State, you know, getting David Bell there for the Ohio State game. I mean, it's kind of the same thing, same idea. I know it's not a game necessarily, but still, you know, to get him in that building and you know, you have so many people there and clearly the fans are there partly for the recruiting aspect of it. And, you know, you got a guy like Romeo on the floor who, by the way, I mean, he you know, talk about the potential hype building for his season this week with some of the stuff Archie Miller said, and, you know, he's put on 15 pounds. I mean, that's just, you know, can't wait to see what he looks like to start the season. But, you know, I think that's another thing. You know, you see another in-state guy you know, and so that kind of builds momentum on top of itself. And, you know, anytime you can get the guys there on campus and in the building, especially when the fans are there, you want to do that as much as you can, get as many people, you know, potential prospects down the road there just to be a part of that and feel like they're, you know, feel like they have some ownership in that program.
Kyle Neddenrip, Indianapolis Star, with us. Kyle, as always, thanks for the chat. Lots of great info and insight. We'll do it again next Friday.
Okay, I appreciate it, Matt. Have a good one.
Absolutely. Kyle Neddenrip always with us Fridays on the Hoosier Report. That's just going to about wrap things up today. A couple reminders for you. We've got Kentuckiana football Fridays beginning at 6 o'clock tonight on the Big X. Lee Kelly joins me for the kickoff show. We'll preview the big high school games on both sides of the river. In addition to New Albany at Jeff tonight, we also have on the Louisville side, the big Trinity St. X contest as well. So it's a big night for football on both sides of the river. We'll have all the preview information on, again, both sides in the 6 o'clock hour. 7 o'clock on the Big X, we'll be focusing on New Albany Jeff, Floyd Central Bedford, our two feature games tonight. We'll go back and forth, try to get you all the big plays and scoring drives from both of those games. We'll have call-in reports, constant scoreboard updates from other games. And when all the Week 7 scores are final and in the book, Lee and I will have the scoreboard show, which will include lots of guests. We'll have coaches and media members join us. We'll have scores and highlights from all the games on both sides of the river. It'll be a great way to summarize what should be a great Week 7 of high school football here in Kentuckiana. Don't forget also, you can podcast the show. If you miss a segment or you miss a full show, there's a couple easy ways to do so. SoundCloud, you can download the app or point your browser to soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. Again, soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts. Just search the Hoosier Report and you can listen to us at your convenience there as well. New Albany Jeff tonight, I've mentioned that a couple times throughout the program. Did not have the coaches on today, but if you want to hear from Coach Cooley at New Albany and Coach Gleason at Jeffersonville, we had them on last night on Thursday night touchdown showdown at Zaxby's, and you can find that podcast at Hoosier Report, or I should say soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report as well. That full show from last night with both head coaches and some of the key players from both teams is available to get you ready for that rivalry game tonight. Have a great weekend. Hoosier Hysteria on Saturday. We'll come back on Monday with a loaded show to recap everything. Really, from this point forward, basketball is moving. The season is still a bit a ways, but things will be moving with practices rolling and the first exhibition game closing in on just over a month as we sit out from that. So we'll really be moving again from a basketball perspective when we come back after Hoosier Hysteria on Saturday. Will be a lot of fun. Hope you get to Bloomington, get a chance to enjoy the festivities, enjoy the event, and, of course, what a big weekend it is. And we'll be back on Monday to recap everything. Have a great day. That'll wrap it up. Hope you can join us tonight for Kentuckiana Football Fridays on the Big X Sports Radio.
This is 1450 WXVW and 96.1 the Big X Sports Radio.